This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. A Wisconsin cranberry farmer is on a mission to restore wetlands by building what he calls mock beaver dams. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Jim Hoffman says he got his interest in beaver dam analogs after helping a Nordic skiing buddy release an orphaned beaver on his property with a constructed lodge and a stuffed teddy bear for company.
And we dropped the beaver in it. The first thing he did is swim right down the culvert and started swimming around the pond. Unfortunately, that was the last we saw of the beaver named Broadus.
Mock beaver dams, as Hoffman calls them, can pool more than 500,000 gallons of water during floods. He says he hopes to mimic the natural features of beaver dams, including enhancing wildlife habitat, stabilizing eroded stream banks, and improving water quality. Wisconsin, like the rest of the country, has lost about half of its wetlands since the late 1700s, due in part to declining beaver populations. Hoffman explains beavers are regarded as a nuisance animal that regulators believe harm trout. State departments have gone so far as to contract with the federal government to wipe them out.
Conservation trout stamp dollars should not be used to blow up beaver dams. It should be used to encourage water quality projects such as what we're working on right now.
Few mock dam projects like these exist in the state. Wisconsin has strict regulations that make permitting expensive. Hoffman has spent $20,000 in the past year alone for his own permit. He hopes to work with the state's Department of Natural Resources to create a new permit that would allow other Wisconsin homeowners to build their own dams. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. This story was produced with original reporting from Bennett Goldstein for Wisconsin Watch.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
Badgers could make history tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team has been around since 1898. And in that time, only three head coaches, Bud Forrester, Doc Meanwell, and Bull Ryan, had 200 or more career victories. If the Badgers beat Ohio State tonight at the Kohl Center, head coach Greg Gard would become the fourth. Gard's overall record stands at 199 and 110. Just one win away from 200, the Badgers are back in the top 25, ranked 24th in the nation. In the NFL, the Minnesota Vikings eliminated from the playoffs after losing to the Rams 27-9 on Monday Night Football. In Green Bay, a frustrated Tucker Kraft was asked what will he remember about this Packers season as he cleaned out his locker.
We couldn't finish. That's what I think of this team. We're all sitting in here in this locker room with frowns on our faces, people packing their shit, ready to go home. Yeah. People talking about the offseason, vacations, and we should be getting ready to play the next game in the postseason. That's my opinion on it.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
can you
tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first. Wait,
have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's driving, he's going...
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Looking for the game? Find us over the air for sports coverage on Civic Media stations.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother,
I can dig it.
Stop right
on.
Hey, man, what's your name?
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. How are you?
All right, man. So the weather, Calvin.
Yeah, we got a little dust in today, and it's pretty cold, but I heard that it's going to be 40 by Friday.
For one day.
What?
It'll be 42 for... just on Friday. Then it drops back down to 30 and then back to 9 below 0 on Monday.
What do you know?
One day.
Winter. This is cold winter, guys.
Yeah. 42 degrees on one day. And, you know, here, we're in Racine. Oh, by the way, that's the guy you're hearing talking is my co-host Sandy Williams. By now you ought to know him. Good morning to you, Sandy. How you doing?
Pretty good. And yeah, there's snow down. It's interesting. Wisconsin has a varied climate. You can just travel 10 miles and suddenly you're someplace else. So
there's probably
5 or 6 inches of snow on the ground here and nothing up in
there. Right.
Yeah.
Well, because when this snow fell a week or so ago and 5 or 6 inches.
Yeah, now it stayed cold.
Yeah, it stayed cold. And so it's actually ice, and it's probably going to be here for a long time to come, right?
Yeah, like I said, I've got the skating rink I watch, and it's going to be around for – this is a winter like we used to have. I noticed around where I live there's some public skating rinks that have been flooded. Kids are skating on them. It's sort of a return to a back to the future kind of thing.
Well, except for snow. We're like 10, 12 inches below snow.
Averages?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that can change in one, you know.
Yeah, well, the weather has obviously become weird. And, you know, we can all be happy. We worry about a little ice on the road, which is not, you know, can be very treacherous, but what's happened in California is like unbelievable. So
we're going to get into all of that, Sandy, and many other things. But we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the Packers a moment.
Yeah.
Were you disappointed?
I was disappointed. I think Jordan Love's got to learn how to not throw into double and triple coverage and go for the long ball all the time. I mean, you know, it looked to me like that was a game we could have won, just like the one in Brazil. You know, they aren't out of our league by a long shot. You know, they didn't score many points on offense. Most of the stuff we sort of gave them, there were 4 turnovers. I mean, we laid an egg, you know, in a way. We didn't lay an egg as a team. The defense played great. The offense just was in a slog. You know, we played better than the Vikings did last night.
You know what's so strange? Everybody was talking about how deep early on in the season the Packers' receiving core was.
Yeah.
It's the deepest receiving core in football. We've got at the end of the game, they could barely find a receiver.
Yeah.
Football is...
Well, football has become quite brutal, no question about it. And this concussion thing, I mean, Romeo Doubs, that's this concussion.
His career is probably over.
Well, I mean, this wasn't even the kind of collision. This didn't look like something that should result in such a terrifying concussion. But after you've had one or two of them, I think you become a little bit more prone, much the way Tua Aguilera.
You know what I never understood is while he was on the ground, he was on the ground for an extended period of time. It was frightening.
Yeah.
And they walked him all the way out, holding him, and he could barely stand. Where was the cart?
Yeah.
I don't know. He had to come all the way from the end zone. Say, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, he was walking very gingerly.
I know. With two guys holding him.
Yeah.
And you could tell that he was in duress, right?
Yeah, who knows? I don't know what the medical judgments are. But yeah, I was surprised they didn't cart him off instead of the. They almost were walking him like his feet weren't touching the ground. It was sort of
my mind started. Man, why are they? You know.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
And the Vikings last night. You know, I like the Vikings.
You know, if the Lions lose, this vaunted North Division could be without anyone in the final. You know, it's been expected that they would do so well. But I think they're going to have trouble with the Commanders. Don't they play the Commanders?
Yeah. Well, listen, the Lions, they're the real deal, Sandy.
Yeah?
They're the real deal. Well, I don't see them folding like the Packers and the Vikings did. Even with all of the injuries they have, that coach has them. You know, I had a conversation with Gilbert Brown recently about the Lions, and I kept saying, well, man, they almost – the starting whole defense is gone. He said, it's that guy, the coach.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you mean to tell me that the coach can coach up lesser players? He said, yeah. He said, if he can motivate, it's about motivating guys. He said, we say lesser players, but those guys are being paid to play pro football. They're actually all great athletes. And they're not that much less of an athlete than the guy before them. They were the best in not only in their schools, but in the divisions, right?
Yeah. No, I think that's true. I mean, I think people step up. You know, we've obviously the Packers keep uncovering people that are great that were no names. So you know, I don't think there is that much difference in quality. And Campbell
speed,
obviously,
maybe.
Campbell obviously is a really good coach. And, of course, Gilbert is from Detroit, so he's,
yeah.
he's probably always no, probably grew up as a Detroit Lion fan.
He's not a Detroit Lion fan.
Well, I bet secretly there's some part of that Detroit kid.
Well, probably now because the Packers are gone.
Yeah.
I would say this. You kind of knew you could hope and wish upon a star. But for the Packers to beat Philadelphia in Philadelphia, kind of a tall task, especially the way they were playing.
But, right? To be honest with you, I do join the group who say that the reffing, you know, that initial fumble was targeting. I mean, the guy, the reason he fumbled it
was homer.
Helmet to helmet.
Sandy, you're a homer.
And then he actually recovered it. I was very.
Sandy, you're a homer.
I'm probably a homer.
I never knew you to be a homer, but they lost the game to a better team, and you know the Packers just, as you stated, you can't throw. What did he throw? Three interceptions.
Three interceptions.
The last one
probably didn't count, but then again, that's the same finish we had last year in the. In fact, it was the same finish. You know, he threw an interception to finish the game last year in the playoffs as well.
Last night, the Viking quarterback threw four interceptions, was sacked 9 times.
Then. Yeah, that's because he counted up to 9 or 10, 1,000 before he.
I was listening to what was the guy's name? He used to be a star quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys.
Troy Aikman.
And he was condemning him for holding the ball. He wasn't getting any times.
Yeah, I enjoy. Actually, I watch Peyton Manning and his brother cover the show on the other station.
Really?
Yeah, it's a great time listening to
them.
Yeah,
well, they're funny.
Yeah.
Those guys are comedians, you know. We've got a lot to talk about. We're going to cover a lot of different issues, but I want to go just a little bit further, Sandy, with football, because we don't talk about it much. So who do you think is, you know?
Being Super Bowl bound?
Yeah.
Well, I suspect, you know, if you looked at numbers and everything, I suspect it would be the Chiefs versus the Lions. But, you know, we'll see about the Chiefs.
I don't think the Chiefs are going to make it.
They're going to have trouble getting through. I just don't know who's going to beat them.
Either the Super Bowl game is this Saturday. It's the Buffalo Bills and the Ravens.
Yeah, that's true. Either one of those two teams, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're more than Kansas City can handle. And that'll be a great – I'm going to make sure that I have tea and crumpets ready for me so I don't have to get up and move. I don't normally do that for a football game, but this is going to be a great game.
Yeah. Well, those two quarterbacks are fantastic.
Yeah. Defenses, the whole teams, they're complete. In Kansas City, you know, they've been gutted. You can't keep the great teams together. Back in the day when the Packers were able to do the things that they did with Vince Lombardi, guys weren't free agents much.
Well, there weren't free agents.
Oh, that's right. There wasn't free agents.
Yeah, those you were bound to the team you played for, and as a result, you didn't earn much money either. But, there wasn't free agency until about, I don't know what, the 70s.
And so the team stayed together. And so you knew what you had coming back every year. It's not like now. If you pay a quarterback. So Jordan Love makes $55 million a year. He's only started 2 years, and he's making $55 million a year, Sandy.
Mm-hmm. I've been actually practicing in the backyard. I throw the ball through a tire. I do it every morning, every afternoon. I'm thinking maybe, you know, I'm a little bit old.
But if you look at that, that's what's wrong with what's happening now. To be honest with you, Jordan Love really hasn't shown that he's worth $55 million a year.
Well, I think you're watching the NFL morph, though. It's morphing in the direction back to running back for a while.
It will now.
Yeah, so every team to have a good, for the quarterback to shine, it's apparent that you have to have a good running game. And look what Derrick Henry's doing for Lamar. I mean, so I think as money migrates toward running back and as running back becomes a significant, you won't have to be as good a quarterback. You don't have to be throwing dimes all the time if the defense has to play the run.
So, Sandy, you and I are going to cover a lot of different subjects this morning, as always. 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Listen to sports coverage from Mike Clemens on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again? Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Covering the games and biggest sports news, listen daily to Mike Clemens on Civic Media.
I don't know what it's like to be you, and I don't know what you have to go through, but I can try to see the world through your eyes, put myself in your shoes, and empathize.
Emphasize?
Empathize, not emphasize, but empathize.
Entropy?
Empathy, not entropy.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesday is my co-host, Sandy Williams, and Sandy, the music.
Well, the music today is about empathy, the concept of putting yourself in other people's shoes, and I found a song that was actually about empathy. It was triggered in my mind by a TED Talk I listened to in which they were talking about the difference between cynics and people who trust others. Cynics are people who kind of impute the worst motives to the other people that they deal with or to other people. And other people might have trust be their predominant view of other people. And the notion was that cynics are viewed by the public generally as shrewder, smarter, and people who are trustworthy are viewed as maybe gullible and fools. But when they went out and did testing on competence and capability, they found out that people who trust were actually more capable and more competent than people who were cynics. That being a cynic is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Imputing to the other side, the other people, bad motives is a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you clearly trust someone and entrust them, they're more likely to be trustworthy than if you treat them cynically. And so one of the exercises in this TED Talk was the notion of empathizing, asking people to make the case for the other person. And, you know, in debate, we have a caller, CJ, calls in frequently, says he wants to debate anytime, any place. People who debate actually don't know what side of the argument they're going to be debating until the beginning of the competition, when they're told, "Okay, you're going to be arguing pro, and your opponent is going to be arguing con." You have to know and understand both sides of the argument in order to be a debater, and you have to be able to do either one compellingly well. And so, you know, today my hope is that we can start the process of people with empathy, trying to put themselves in the shoes of other people. And I think we should, personally, I'm going to ask callers when they call in to try and first describe why it is that the people they disagree with have the opinions they have. I want them to make the case for that other person and try to be the person who can understand why other people have the views they do. Because in business, if you want to make a deal, you have to understand what the other people want and why so you can make a middle ground.
Sandy, I'm really trying to understand the me trying to understand why somebody else thinks the way they do. And so by doing that, even if,
look,
for instance,
you don't have to believe that what they think is right. You simply have to try to understand what it is they think in order to bridge the troubled water between you. The space between you can only be bridged by trying to understand what it is the other person is thinking and why.
So let me ask you, is there an absolute right and wrong in things and in society?
Sure.
So if somebody on the other side is...
Okay, let's start with something
right
now.
Let me finish my point. So if somebody on the other side is clearly supporting something that is not level, that is wrong, I'm supposed to try to understand why they feel that
way? Here's an exercise. And this is going to be a hard one for us to discuss possibly. Let's say that I'm a racist, okay? I just have it in me that I think there's something wrong with black people, with African Americans.
That people feel that way.
Okay.
It's true.
But maybe the question is why, okay? Maybe it's because I've never met one. Maybe it's because I don't have any knowledge to base this on. It's simply a primal fear I've got. Maybe it's because my parents were racist and they told me that this was the way I ought to think. So if that's why, then maybe, you know, maybe I've never met one and spent any time with one. Well, maybe the solution to that is, okay, you know, let's bridge that gap. I'm just saying that understanding what the issues are underlying a position, even if that position is totally wrong, I mean, unless it's sociopathic, psychotic, something that has no reason, but if there's situations in which you have a disagreement and a different view of things, then understanding why is an important concept.
So here's what I would say, especially in a situation like the one you just said. Being a person of color and knowing that there are people who feel like you just said, I'm supposed to understand why they feel that way, and I'm the person who's suffering from this, from what somebody else has in their mind, and I'm supposed to...
Well, it's a two-way street. I'm the racist. I should be projecting myself. I should be projecting to you as well. I should be trying to understand what it feels like to be the victim of racism, what it feels like to be black. I mean, empathy is a two-way street.
If we were able to get people to honestly have that kind of dialogue, it could change things.
It could change things.
Right, but to get people to honestly do that is where you know.
Well, this TED Talk was trying to, I think, get there by persuading people that actually it's more intelligent to be a skeptic, meaning that you can trust other people, but trust but verify. You know, it's what people talk about, Ronald Reagan talking about. To be a skeptic, it's better to be a skeptic than a cynic. A cynic is someone who imputes to other people bad things. A skeptic is one whose mind is open, okay, to whether that person is good or bad, depending on what it is, how it is they act, and the evidence that they receive. And so I think if we all would become no worse than skeptics, okay, and to be open to talk and dialogue to understand, we could get somewhere. We could actually get this bridge over troubled water.
So we'll give it a try. I just think that it's hard to find people who would be willing to be that open. You know, that's part of the problem.
Well, I think an awful lot of people who call into the show like the notion of debate. I think we ought to learn how to debate both sides so that we can get to the middle.
855-752-4842. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesdays with my co-host Sandy Williams and you on the Earl Ingram Show.
We're airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk, and more.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A Wisconsin cranberry farmer is on a mission to restore wetlands by building what he calls mock beaver dams. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Jim Hoffman says he got his interest in beaver dam analogs after helping a Nordic skiing buddy release an orphaned beaver on his property with a constructed lodge and a stuffed teddy bear for company.
And we dropped the beaver in it. The first thing he did is swim right down the culvert and started swimming around the pond. Unfortunately, that was the last we saw of the beaver named Broadus.
Mock beaver dams, as Hoffman calls them, can pool more than 500,000 gallons of water during floods. He says he hopes to mimic the natural features of beaver dams, including enhancing wildlife habitat, stabilizing eroded stream banks, and improving water quality. Wisconsin, like the rest of the country, has lost about half of its wetlands since the late 1700s, due in part to declining beaver populations. Hoffman explains beavers are regarded as a nuisance animal that regulators believe harm trout. State departments have gone so far as to contract with the federal government to wipe them out.
Conservation trout stamp dollars should not be used to blow up beaver dams. It should be used to encourage water quality projects such as what we're working on right now.
Few mock dam projects like these exist in the state. Wisconsin has strict regulations that make permitting expensive. Hoffman has spent $20,000 in the past year alone for his own permit. He hopes to work with the state's Department of Natural Resources to create a new permit that would allow other Wisconsin homeowners to build their own dams. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. This story was produced with original reporting from Bennett Goldstein for Wisconsin Watch.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's one thing not to advance in a nationally televised singing competition show. It's another thing to storm off when you're eliminated. And it's still another thing to do it dressed as a toad. Macy Gray is a Grammy-winning artist. On The Masked Singer, where her identity was concealed, she was referred to as Toad in a Hole, also known as a disgusting name for a breakfast plate. Gray eventually came back for the Q&A, where she said, "You know, I've been singing for a long time, and now I'm a toad." Ouch. At least she got paid. Timothy Chalamet will not only host Saturday Night Live in January, he will also be the musical guest. SNL announced the actor will make his third appearance as host January 25th. In addition to receiving rave reviews for his acting in the Bob Dylan biopic A Complete Unknown, the actor has also been lauded for his singing. Chalamet says he spent 5 years preparing for the role, which included singing lessons, and was adamant about not lip-syncing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment
brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
There are so many parts that I have hidden and denied at
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us that same number. Send you the music.
Well, today's music is about empathy, trying to put yourself in the other people's shoes, trying to bridge, find the bridge over troubled waters, and to try to avoid cynicism and at least adopt skepticism. You know, have your eyes open and be willing to find evidence and find the evidence that supports possibly a good outcome.
All right, let's go to Mary from Tulsa. Good morning to you, Mary. Thank you very much for the call. Your thoughts?
Yeah, good morning, Earl and Sandy. And thanks for this discussion. Interestingly, I came across something on the web just recently about the different types of empathy. And the one that got my interest was cognitive empathy, was the terminology, meaning ascertaining the emotions of another intellectually. It's an attempt to understand how their circumstances influence their lives. And the national organization Braver Angels, I think, attempts to accomplish in bridging rational communications between liberals and conservatives. And I would hope that Earl will consider having a Braver Angels guest on someday to just let us know what they're about and try to attract more attention and participants in this. Thanks for the discussion.
Hey, Mary, I will reach out to the Braver Angels. Thank you. Let's go to Tom from L.A.
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Sandy. Sandy, I'm very, very interested in your topic, just to let you know. And I would like to, you know, number one, I'm in sales. I've been in sales my whole life. And my whole purpose is I run into lots of people, you know, that are on the other side of the aisle. And I can empathize with them. The thing that I find is that when I go to a person's house, as an example, because I've done door-to-door sales as well, I can tell you right away when they are adamant about having Fox and they're adamant about having a certain media diet, whether it's OAN or what was the other one called? I can't remember. But they have that political persuasion. I honestly feel sorry for these people that get this media diet. And I'm not saying that as a way to talk down to people. I'm just saying that myself, as a gay man from Wisconsin, who has run his own company, glpages.com, a little plug, one thing I say in the front of my book, or when I had a book, was do not fear the LGBTQ, you know, and I guess transgender now for you know, big purposes, plus people, get to know someone. Don't fear us. Find out what we're about. Then maybe, you know, it's fear. There's only two emotions in the world, in my opinion. It's fear and it's love. And the thing is, people that are really hatred or filled with hate are really afraid. That's what they are. And I just like to say to those people, don't be afraid.
So Tom, based on the conversation Sandy is talking about, are you in a position to understand why they feel the way they feel?
100%. I mean, I grew up in the Midwest. I've been in California now for 25 years. I have seen every single type of human being, and I try to take every human being as an individual. I don't try to stereotype. I don't try to do what the media tells me. I try to take that individual person as an individual. I'm sure that if I was around Gary, or I was even around CJ, I probably would get along with them great on a day-to-day basis.
So I think what you're saying is empathy is the name of the game. I mean, trying to project and understand what is going on in other people's brain, and can create the possibility of getting a knowledge to cross the river of enmity. And because you're right, I think it's fear and uncertainty and a lack of knowledge that is the wedge that is between people, and you have to bridge that. You said you were in sales. Anybody who's good at sales understands that it's empathizing, it's understanding what that person you're standing in front of wants and needs that makes the sale. And so it's part of a lot of people's lives. I just think we don't make it a part of our life in as much as we should.
100%. And what I would say also, Sandy, is that, you know, when you have, I'll give you an example. I dated a guy that was a Puerto Rican from South Bronx years ago. And every role he went in on for acting was for a gangbanger, was for a drug dealer, whatever it might be. Well, people in the Midwest that don't have experiences with other people, and that's all they see is, you know, these guys coming to the border in their caravans, and they see on TV black guys, oh, all they're going to do is shoot you up, drug deals, this and that. That becomes their experience. And because that becomes their experience, they are afraid of that. So instead of being afraid of that, they get together in their cluster of other, quote unquote, white people, and they form a clique. And that clique now is going to go and attack minority groups because it makes them feel less afraid.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for the call.
Well, I mean, I think in using the examples unlike ones I might have used, but, obviously what Tom is saying is what we're talking about, which is that in order to bridge the gap between people, they have to have their minds open to being just skeptical about the other person and not cynical, not having a hate barrier, not imputing to others bad motives, but to try to understand what it is and why. And there just isn't enough of that, okay? And if there was more of it, and I would just try to admonish those who call in today to let's see if we can't have a day where we exercise empathy in our discussion.
Let me ask you, we just had a presidential election, and unfortunately, many of those who were on the other side of the coin who supported Trump had no problems pointing fingers at people on the other side and saying all sorts of egregious things about those people. It's hard to then feel empathy towards people who are attacking you.
Empathy is not sympathy. Empathy is not forgiveness. Empathy is just trying to understand why. So, you know, like in a business transaction, you might not like the person sitting on the other side of the table at all. But you might at least try to understand what it is they want and why, to see if there's a middle of the road that can reach an agreement with them. And once you understand the other side's what they want and why, you actually soften your view of them because you begin to understand what it is that makes them tick. And so the people today, we have this divide in the country. But it's not true that half of our country is people that have bad intent and half of the people in this country have good intent. That can't be the case. So the intent of everybody must, you might just take the position that everybody's intent from their perspective is good. Okay, it's good from their perspective. They've justified it in their mind as to why they think it's good. They might think it's good because they're so afraid of something that they want to make sure that they and their family are not endangered by that thing. And that thing might end up turning into a concept of that is racism.
So, Sandy,
okay?
But I mean,
their intent is not in their mind bad. And then the question is, can we resolve the issue here by reaching more understanding?
I have to say to you that the outcome of that way of thinking, again, based on historical facts and what even Dr. King fought for, and is the fact that it's hard for a person who has done nothing to another person, and yet they're looked at as something completely different. I'm afraid of this person. Based on what? I haven't done anything for you to be afraid of me.
Well, let's put it.
And yet I'm the person who's being impacted and affected by this, and I'm supposed to understand why you feel the way you feel?
Well, yeah, you can understand it. You don't have to like it. You don't have to forgive them. But let's face it, profiling is based on ignorance. Profiling is based on a limited experience. Profile is based on not knowing enough to and making generalizations that are not necessarily founded in fact whatsoever. That's, I mean, racism is the ultimate profiling process. And so, yes, you don't have to like it. But if you understand that it's based on a lack of knowledge and a lack of experience, then maybe it's possible, maybe not probable, but it might be possible to bridge that with experience.
I would say, Sandy, that it's a harder thing for a person who's been discriminated against to understand why he's being discriminated against. Because the impact of that discrimination has impacted the life of that person.
Absolutely.
And so it's harder for a person to feel that empathy.
Well, wait, empathy, like I said, though, empathy, if we use this correctly, you're just trying to understand why. You do understand why about profiling. You do understand that it's based on a lack of experience and a lack of knowledge, right? I mean, you would agree with that, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, but that has been hurtful.
Absolutely.
And damaging to the lives of the people that we're talking about who've had to suffer through that. And so, again, with some of the things that have occurred historically behind it, it's a little harder, okay, to say a person who's kind of, you know, discriminated against me,
yeah,
that I should meet. And that's what Dr. King talked about. You're supposed to meet that force with love. That's what Dr. King's whole message was about.
Well, I'm not that much of a saint here in this discussion. I'm simply saying you need to meet it with an attempt to intellectually understand why, which might break down then into trying to understand what it is, the wound that person has experienced that has caused them to be so far off base with their view.
But so wouldn't that person who feels that way, and exhibits that, mm-hmm. and the damage that they're doing to the person, they want me to feel their feel
well, like I said,
and understand them.
It's a two-way street. I mean, yeah, I'm not asking victims to be the saints here. I'm simply suggesting that as a society, if we started building empathy into our educational process, into our cultural processes, then everybody would have to put themselves in the other person's shoes. It would be very hard to be a racist if you actually projected yourself into the shoes of the people that you are victimizing with your racism.
So intellectually, it's a great conversation, but to make people actually have this conversation, mm-hmm. is something that will take work.
It's wishful thinking. That's what you're saying.
855-752-4842 is the number. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesday with my co-host Sandy Williams and you. And it's a good conversation.
Download the free Civic Media app today at civicmedia.us.
The Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates.
You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
News, talk, community, and local sports. Thanks for listening to Civic Media.
Some people stay far away from the door if there's a chance of it opening up. They hear a voice in the hall outside and hope that it just passes by. Some people live with the fear of a touch and the anger of having been a fool.
Is that Billy Joe?
Yep.
They will not listen to anyone, so nobody.
An innocent man?
Yep.
This is all about the skeptic. This is the cynic.
Yeah.
People protecting themselves. That's what Tom was talking about. All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingham Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. It's Tuesdays. That means Tuesdays is my co-host, Sandy Woods. Sandy, we're talking about?
Well, we're talking about empathy, and that isn't sympathy. It isn't entropy like that song earlier. It's just the ability to try and put yourself in someone else's shoes, understand why they're saying what they're saying, thinking what they're thinking, being a skeptic and not a cynic, looking for evidence, having an open mind.
All right, let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning to Brendan. You say what?
Yeah, I'm kind of struggling with this topic when I look and I see what's going on with LA and how the GOP and the MAGA party has decided to make this another wedge issue, another division issue, make it about DEI. And, you know, Sandy made some good points, but as he was saying them, I'm thinking about all the hurdles we have to get over through a person's psyche, be it religious, be it, taught hatred for others over the long period of time through being in a household, hearing what's said. And then repeating what's said and then believing, well, my parents believe it must be true. And then looking at the overall, being 65 and looking at the overall picture of what's going on and thinking about all the men and women who've lost their lives fighting for democracy and everything else, I just find it so hard myself to look at somebody who can have a MAGA cap on, wear it around a store, and think that for some reason I should have the culpability mechanisms to get through the brick wall that is somewhere in their brain that is making them think what's going on right now is okay.
Well, that's a great response, yeah, Brendan.
I don't disagree with you in terms of it being a difficult process. And the problem is that they would need to participate in this whole process of empathy and be as much into it as anybody else would be to get to the middle or to get to the bottom of it. I think that trying to exorcise cynicism from our population is a very worthy project, but not one that'll actually happen. But I did think that it was very interesting to find out that in the world, people who are skeptical rather than cynical are more successful and are more successful in everything they do in their personal relationships and in their occupations than people who are cynical, because cynicism ends up being a self-fulfilling prophecy. And I think that much of MAGA Republicanism is built on cynicism. It's built on imputing to others bad motives, and I think we've got to work our way through that. And I think we have to avoid as well, however, believing that those who are wearing the MAGA cap have bad motives. I think they are misguided, okay? And I think then you have to figure out what it is that's misguiding them and what can we do about it.
Let me ask, thank you very much for calling, Brendan. Let me ask you, Sandy, the bad guys in our community, guys who, you know, want to stick a gun in your face, mm-hmm, and rob you, am I supposed to try to understand why they are doing what they are doing or feeling the way they are feeling?
Well, we're involved with Voice of the Elders,
right? Yeah.
And Voice of the Elders that you've started is designed to try to understand what it is that's stimulating 10, 11, 12, 13, 14-year-old boys to make bad decisions about stealing cars, carrying guns, doing the things that will turn them into bad guys, okay? Making bad choices is the way you get to be a bad guy. And presumably that means you have choices to make. Now, what we find out in this process is that these people live in an environment where it's harder for them to make good choices, that they have more choices that they have available to them to make that could be bad. They don't have as much knowledge about what good choices could do for them. You know, there's a bunch of information there. So that if you enter the concept of analyzing young bad guys by deciding they're bad guys, instead of trying to understand why they have made the choices that make them bad guys, you can't get to a solution, okay? And I think that's what caused you to start Voice of the Elders, because you have some empathy and understanding about why it is that young boys might become bad guys.
Susan, hang on. 855-752-4842. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesdays with my co-host Sandy Williams. And in addition to this, we're going to talk about some other things. You know, why we should get rid of the debt limit, you know, and some other things on the Earl Ingram Show.
I'm not above going back to the start to find out where the heartache began. Some people hope for a miracle cure. Some people just accept the world as it is. I'm not willing to lay down and die because I am an innocent man.
Thanks for listening. Your spot for local sports coverage is Civic Media.
The John and Gordy Show.
Costco is building apartments above its stores to address the affordable housing crisis starting earlier this year. Walking downstairs and getting a $1.50 hot dog, Sam.
Man, that's just the dream.
Gives new meaning to the affordable walkability.
John, you're very excited about this.
This is my dream come true.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.